Okay, Rabbi Isai, we are in Shara Bitochem. Shara Bitochem, all the way at the end. All the mamish, the end. You don't have to look too hard. The last couple of lines in Shara Bitochem, we're finishing it off. Eile Eser Madreges HaBitochem, these are the 10 levels of Bitochem. If you remember, before we presented a build-up of bitachon. I'm not going to go through it all now, but basically began with a person just relying on the natural causes, whether it's other sources or his own abilities, from there to seeing the Yad Hashem in the areas that are outside of his control, to see from there to seeing the Yad Hashem in the areas that are somewhat in his control, etc., until you reach that level of just being completely bound up with Hashem, just living with that sense of His great presence. So if you go through the whole thing, the two stages that he had there, these are 10 levels of bitachon. Everybody will trust at some level of these. Now, Umatzanum, so he ends off like this. He says, Umatzanum inyan habitachon, now we find that the in Lashon Kodesh, bitachon is referred to the Esar Milos. If you look through Tanakh, you'll find bitachon, trust, reliance, expressed in 10 different words. Keneged Esar Madreges Eile, he says they correspond to these 10 levels of bitachon. And what are they? So he says, Vehein. Now I'm not going to be able to explain the difference between all of them. Some of them seem synonymous. We know that there's always fine differences between words that seem synonymous in Lashon Kodesh. It's an immensely deep language. But I'll just read through them just in a basic way without necessarily being able to provide the difference of each one. Mivtach, your source of trust. Mishan, what you lean on. Tikva, what you hope toward. Machse, what you consider your shelter. Teicheles is also kind of like hoping slash longing. Chikui, the one that you're waiting for. Smicha, the one that you are leaning on. I can't explain to you the difference between that and Mishan. Sever, Sever is also like hope, reliance. Misad is vita, something that you lean on, something that provides you with, I should say, misad is support. Kesel is again hope. Again, can't explain the differences here, but it's just noteworthy that actually the Mid of Bitachon has a lot of attention in Tanakh, to the extent that the Chavis HaLevavos puts it together, collects 10 words used to describe this midah. May Hashem grant us the merit of being among those who trust Him, who rely on Him. Who simply place themselves into His hands, obviously and non-obviously. What do we mean by that? What we mean by that is, the inside, they have bitachon, and it's also expressed outwardly. You always see them expressing how they're not concerned, they're not afraid, they feel comfortable with what's going on, knowing that they're in Hashem's hands. Amen. May we be zoicha that the Chavis HaLevavos is bracha to us, after having spent all this time studying the subject of bitachon, will indeed be fulfilled. Bezras Hashem. So here we finished Shara Bitochen, that is a very, very great accomplishment. You may feel like, okay, first of all, do I really have a handle on it? Now we have to sum it all up. That would be a very big job. Or now I'm ready to start really going back and working on it from the beginning, work through it, start trying to apply it. Okay, that's also a good idea. But I just want to say this, whether you sense it right now or not, we've spent time learning this. it's conditioned us. A big part of learning Chavetz Chavavos is to allow him to condition our way of thinking. Even if, and this is important to know with Musar in general, sometimes you learn Sfarim like these and you feel like, one minute, I have to start implementing now. We're going to move on to the next subject before I've really started implementing all this. And, you know, it's true. If you want to, there are different types of tracks you can take with learning Musar. You can take the track of, okay, I'm not leaving the subject until I actually began a practical step-by-step program. But I do want to say that even if not, we have changed our way of thinking. We have spent a long time exposing our minds to this new way of thinking, whether we can actually define it exactly or not. Irrespective of that, our minds have already been reformed and moved in that direction, regardless of exactly what we've implemented, how we've implemented. And that will serve us well, Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, now we actually move on to, I'm going to switch Sfarim now. We've finished in the Lev Tov edition. That's the end of the first volume, and we're beginning the second volume now. But I don't know if we'll actually start now. I do want to spend a couple of minutes just explaining the connection. Let's remind ourselves that Chavis Halavavis is a buildup. It's a system and it's a logical buildup. The Chavis Halavavis is the natural thought process of a person who is learning, begins with understanding Hashem, learning to sense Him, really internalizing things, and then one thing leads to the next. Understanding Hashem in theory, which is Shara Yichud, appreciating the truth of Hashem's oneness, can lead a person to the next place of starting to actually sense Him operating around you and in your life. When you really start sensing that, that's Shara Bechina, right? Really starting to sense it in your life. Really starting to make it something real and tangible, to start connecting to it and feeling it in your life and seeing it in the world around you. When you've experienced enough of that, if you've really been internalizing that, you move on to the next stage of really starting to feel like you're on the receiving end and starting to feel indebted. That's when you move on to the stage of Shara Avodas Elokim, of really feeling that urge, that motivation to dedicate yourself to Hashem's service, to do more for Him, so to speak, in order to try to reciprocate. That leads one to Bitachon, because you will have to, in order to really dedicate your life to Hashem, you'll have to start letting go of areas of life that up till now you felt like you couldn't let go of, just in order to clear out time, just as a simple example. Now, Bitachon leads a person to the next step, and that is Yichud HaMaisa. What do we mean by Yichud HaMaisa? Yichud HaMaisa is the next discussion, the next shah that we're going to have in Chavis Halvavis. Yichud HaMaisa means dedicating your intent, that your actions are done exclusively for Hashem. You are not aiming to achieve anything else other than Hashem, pleasing Hashem. You're not aiming to achieve anything else other than pleasing Hashem, and you're not aiming to please anyone else other than Hashem. Unless, of course, if Hashem wants you to please somebody. But you, it's not a factor. Just to give an example of what we mean here. And if you remember, this actually ties into the very beginning of the subject of Bitachon. If you remember, right at the very beginning of the subject of Bitachon, the Chavis Halvavis went through, why do you need Bitachon for your material life? And why do you need it for your spiritual life? Among the reasons that he said you need Bitachon for your spiritual life is because so many times your concern about what this one will say or what that one will do get in the way of your doing the right thing. And therefore, it's only when a person has very strong Bitachon in Hashem, he doesn't care what this one will say or that one will do, he's not concerned about that, that he's really able to know, to be certain, that everything he's doing is indeed focused only on pleasing Hashem and not focused on pleasing others. The Beis Halevi, the father of the Brisk dynasty, the Beis Halevi, Rabbi Yeshe Ber Soloveitchik, he was the great grandfather of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Soloveitchik from Boston, his namesake. He was known for this midah, not being noisei pnei ish. What people would say or do meant absolutely nothing. And in fact, this was so to what many of the people around him considered an aggravating degree, because he made a point of, in his kehila, first he was a rav in Slutsk, and then afterwards in Brisk, he made a point of, excuse the term that we would use, usually a person would make a point of like flattering, of trying to curry favor with the wealthy, influential members of the kehila. And the poor people say it doesn't really matter. You know, their opinion isn't of much consequence. He put all his efforts into being popular among the poor. And basically, almost the people who knew him described it as almost like he almost made a point of like showing his disregard for the wealthy, powerful, influential people in his town, in his kehila. And that was how he operated. And you know what? He got him into trouble with people. That was really what ended his first stint in the rabbinate. That was what ended his rabbanus in Slutsk. And you know what? That's why we have something called Brisk. The concept of Brisk, I must stress, there was Brisk before the Soloveitchik family also. You know, the Bach was also a Brisker of. So it was a Bishra Leib Diskin. These were all rabbanim in Brisk. Brisk had illustrious rabbanim before the Soloveitchiks appear on the scene. But the famous dynasty of Brisk came from the fact that his rabbanus in Slutsk ended in explosion because of the fact that, yeah, he simply, I would even say, went out of his way to show that I have no interest in pleasing the influential. So that's an extreme case. That's extreme. But this is the concept of Yichud HaMaisa. The concept of Yichud HaMaisa is that whatever I'm doing is only aimed toward one agenda. Is it going to please Hashem? That's all. That's what the words Yichud HaMaisa mean. Making my actions exclusively focused. Making my actions single-minded. I have only one goal in anything that I'm doing. And that is pleasing Hashem. And whatever the effects will be with respect to other people, simply make no difference. Okay. So, we'll stop here for tonight. We'll end in time for Ma'ariv, and then I hope Be'ezos Hashem Bli Neder will actually begin Shal Yichud HaMaisa tomorrow Bli Neder. Good night to everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
To you.